Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. This is Bob Camardoa. Before we get into our next old-time radio program, we're going to listen to a recording that spent three non-consecutive weeks at number one on the U.S. pop chart, in addition to logging 1 week atop the U.S. R&B chart. In the U.K., the recording reached number two in December 1960. It was produced by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, two noted American producers who at the time had an apprentice relationship with the then-unknown Phil Spector. Although Spector was working with Lieber and Stoller at this time, it's unknown whether he assisted with the production of this recording. The similarity, however, between this record and other music he would eventually produce is obvious. Here then, from the WPNM Showcase of Hits, the magic sound of Benny King and the Drifters, Save the Last Dance for Me, on the Boxcars 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
Can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know,
oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine, like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
I know. Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling,
yes,
play the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you can, dance.
Can he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, play the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Sanka is the coffee that lets you sleep. But now, wake up! It's time for the Baby Snooks Show.
Sanka coffee lets you sleep, lets you sleep, lets you sleep. Sanka coffee lets you sleep, so drink Sanka.
Yes, it's the Baby Snooks Show, which will star Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Dashiell, guest of the day, Eddie Cantor. And brought to you by Sanka Coffee, the coffee that's 100% flavor rich, so you'll always enjoy it, and 90% caffeine free, so it will never interfere with sleep. Wow. It is late afternoon in the Higgins household in Sycamore Terrace, and Baby Snooks has not come home from school. Daddy and Mommy are frantic with worry. Daddy has been making a tour of the town in search of Snooks, and he's just now coming in the house.
Is that you, Lancelot?
Yes, dear. Did Snooks come home?
No. Didn't you find her anywhere?
Not a trace. I went to the park, the drugstore, the movie theater.
What was playing?
What's that got to do with it? It was called Flaming Passion. Snooks wouldn't be interested in seeing that.
Oh, no. No, of course not. She's already seen it four times.
Well, I don't know where else to look for her.
Did you try the bakery shop?
Bakery shop?
Yes. Mr. Schultz tells me she often goes in there and feels the coffee cake.
I should have thought of that.
Take your feet off that chair.
Oh, yes, dear. Say, do you think she could be at the public library?
No, I doubt it. Isn't her library card in that big book there?
Oh, yes. My, what did she take this book out for? A critical analysis of pre-Renaissance Gothic architecture. Now, what did she take out a big book like that for?
It makes more spitballs.
Oh, what's the matter with that kid?
Well, remember, you're her father. Watch your ashes.
Oh, yes, dear. Doesn't she know that's public property? I'll just wait till she comes home.
Oh, I wish she would come home.
Well, don't you worry, dear. She'll show up. I have Uncle Louie and Aunt Sophie out hunting for her. This isn't the first time she's been late.
But not this late. An ice cream for dinner, and she hasn't done anything naughty.
Nothing that we know of.
Maybe that's Snooks.
It's Uncle Louie. Don't slam the door.
Remember the picture. Hang the picture up again, Lancelot.
Yes, dear.
A cardboard house.
Any news, Uncle Louie?
Oh, not a thing. My bookie skipped town.
Oh, we don't care about the races.
Oh?
Didn't you go to the police station?
Oh, yes, that I did. I didn't think you knew.
Oh, please, Uncle Louie. Please tell us what happened.
Oh, it was nothing. I pleaded guilty and they let me off with a small fine.
Small fine?
Yeah.
I sent you to the police station to find out about Snooks.
Well, so you did, but how do you like that? The low-down cheats took my check without batting an eye. I'll sue him if that check turns out to be good.
Oh, a lot of help you've been.
Well,
what about Snooks?
A great little girl. Great.
Louie, try to be sensible. Don't you realize Snooks is gone?
How did you ever arrange it?
No. Maybe something terrible has happened. Can't you think where she might be?
Let me see. I have it. I'll go look in the pool parlor at the corner.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. What would she be doing at the pool parlor?
Well, you know Snooks. Maybe she's behind the eight ball again.
So, I'll go down and see. Goodbye, folks. Louie, don't slam the door.
Oh. Hang the picture up again, Lancelot.
Yes, dear.
Well, answer the phone, Lancelot.
Oh, yes, dear. Hello?
Hello, Lancelot, dear boy.
It's Aunt Sophie. Did you find out anything, Aunt Sophie?
About Snooks? No. The most unfortunate thing happened. I fainted.
Uh-huh. In front of whose mansion?
The Van Peisters. And you'll never guess what.
They just happened to be having a big, swanky party.
Well, however did you know?
Well, last week you sprained your ankle and they had to carry you into the Kensington's tea dansant. The week before, you had a sunstroke.
Now, never mind. They just happened to be unfortunate accidents.
Why don't you forget your phony social aspirations? After all, we both know you used to be a waitress in a hash house.
Why, Lancelot, that is merely a figment of your imagination.
All right. Forget about it, Aunt Sophie. Just bring me some hotcakes.
One stack of wheat's coming up! Lancelot, for shame. How can you resort to such low-down trickery? A fine way to treat a weekend guest. I bid you tout jours.
Weekend guest. Since when is it 3 years from Friday to Monday?
Lancelot.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. It's just that I'm so upset about Snooks. Well, I'm going to do something practical right now. I'm going over to the radio station. Eddie Cantor's doing a program. Maybe he'll broadcast an appeal about Snooks.
Okay, Mr. Cantor, we're ready for your number.
All right, thank you, fella. Now, remember, Union, I go back on the air with my program September the 26th. It's only 10 days away. Now, let's run over. I'm going to love that gal. Make it good, huh? I'm going to love that gal like she's never been loved before. I'm going to show that gal she's the baby that I adore. When she's in my arms again, our dreams will all come true. Then the years between might never have been. We'll start our lives anew. I'm going to kiss that gal like she's never been kissed before. And though I miss that gal, she's the baby I'm waiting for. We'll never part again. She'll hold my heart again forever and nevermore. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved before.
Sister, I can hardly wait. Feel my heart palpitate. We'll never part again. She'll hold my heart again forever and nevermore. I'm gonna love that gal. I'm gonna kiss that gal. I'm gonna love that gal like she's never been loved
boy. That's fine.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Yeah. I'm Lancelot Higgins. Do you run this studio?
Run the studio? If I ran it, do you think I'd let myself get away with the things I get away with? I'm Eddie Cantor.
Oh, well, Mr. Cantor, I came here for help.
Well, I get pleasure out of helping people. What is your trouble?
My little daughter is lost.
I see. Would you like to borrow one of mine?
Oh, no.
No. Take your choice. There's Marilyn and Marjorie. There's Janet. Listen, there's Edna. I can go on like this for days, you know.
I just want my own dear little Snooks.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Higgins. An only child, no doubt?
I have three others. How many children have you?
I don't know. When I left home this morning, Ida wasn't...
Huh?
Mr. Higgins, I've been in the maternity ward so often they served me aspirin with my monogram on it. So you see, I'm in a position to give you some advice.
Oh, thank you.
You say you have four little girls, huh?
No, two of them are boys.
Boys. In that case, you can give me some advice.
Please, Mr. Cantor. I thought if only we could make some sort of radio appeal, we might find Snooks immediately.
Well, I'll speak to my announcer, Harry Von Zell. Maybe he could slip in the announcement with his commercial, huh?
Well, swell. I don't know how to thank you.
No need. Glad to do it. Now, let me take some notes on her appearance. What does your little girl look like?
Well, did you see Meet Me in St. Louis?
Oh, yes. You mean she looks like Margaret O'Brien?
No, Marjorie Maine.
And now she's lost.
Yes.
Let me be the first to congratulate you.
Oh, but you don't understand. I want to find her.
Well, everybody to his taste, but I warn you, the older they get, the harder they are to lose. That's what George Jessel told me. I'll tell you what I want to do. Anyhow, I'm pretty good at this sort of thing. When did you first notice that she was missing?
Well, not for quite a while. I was busy in my laboratory working on a new invention, a fuel substitute.
Really?
Yes. It's a powdery substance. You simply drop it in water and use it for gas.
What's it called? Salopatica? Seriously, why don't you take me home with you? Perhaps I can track her down for you.
Oh, no, I wouldn't ask you.
Let's be on our way. I want to meet your family.
Well, you asked for it.
Well, there they go, Wilcox. But I bet they'll never be able to find Snooks.
Well, Carmen Dragon, I suppose you could.
Oh, maybe. Remember how the Pied Piper of Hamelin called all the children to him with music?
Yeah.
Well, suppose I try to get Snooks that way. Listen.
All right.
Come out, come out. Say, maybe you ought to use your musical influence on those grown-ups who are disturbed by the caffeine in the coffee they drink. You know what their first words are every morning, don't you? That's right. They never sleep a wink. The caffeine in their coffee keeps them awake. Now, if they'd drink Sanka coffee, they'd sing a different tune. Because Sanka coffee has had 97% of the caffeine taken out, so it can't interfere with sleep. And have you heard how wonderful Sanka coffee tastes? You bet it's good. Fragrant, delicious, roaster fresh, too. You'll never miss a wink of sleep, and you'll always enjoy every cup you drink of Sanka coffee. Carmen Dragon and his orchestra with June is busting out all over.
Yes, dear.
Oh, Lancelot, I haven't heard a word about Snooks.
Well, I've got someone here who might help us. Dear, I'd like you to meet Eddie Cantor.
How do you do? Are you one of Snooks' little friends?
Madam, don't let my young appearance fool you. I'm old enough to be Snooks' brother. Older brother, oldest. Oh, ooh, ah.
Mommy, this is Eddie Cantor.
Who?
Oh, you know him. If you knew Susie and I know Susie. Oh, what a gal.
Oh, Lancelot. Lancelot, how can you act so stupid at a time like this?
Stupid? I've made a good living. Seriously, Mrs. Higgins. Mrs. Higgins, I came here to be of assistance. I want to do anything I can to help you find Snooks.
Oh, I've been racking my brain.
I noticed a funny sound here. Go ahead.
You know, just before you came in, I almost established contact with her.
What's that?
Oh, don't mind her, Eddie. She thinks she's psychic.
Well, don't scoff. It's perfectly possible. All women have a sort of a sixth sense.
They do?
Did you ever try to sneak into 3 a.m. after a poker game?
I see what you mean.
Sure, they're all equipped with radar. I'm just kidding, Mrs. Higgins. You stay here and try to contact Snooks. Mr. Higgins, would you show me the place where she was last seen?
All right. It was up in the twins' nursery. Come on.
Let's go. Nice little house you've got here.
Well, it wasn't this nice when we bought it.
No?
We've made changes in a lot of the rooms.
Here's the baby's nursery.
Baby's nursery? I bet you made a lot of changes in here, too.
I had... like to have a nickel for everyone I folded and pinned on those two babies.
Me too, me too. I was as fast as lightning in my day. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're probably pretty rusty now.
Oh, I don't know. One doesn't lose a touch. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if I could beat you right now.
Bet you $10.
You're on.
You take one of the twins and I'll take the other.
Yeah.
Here's yours.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Mine would cry. Sure, sure. This was a better idea than we thought.
Ready?
Ready.
All clear for action?
All clear.
Material unfolded?
Material unfolded.
Pin free and clear?
Pin free and clear.
Go!
Roger!
Once over, twice over.
Up we go, under we go, left side, right side.
Hey, no pain.
What's the matter? What'd I do?
You can't do that. You forgot the powder.
Well, I always use the powder afterwards.
After you've diapered them? How? How?
I leave an opening, that's how.
Quiet. Here comes Aunt Sophie.
Well, what's going on here?
Oh, we put daddies on the baby. Babies on the daddy.
Daddies on the baby. He said, Bobby, I would have killed him.
Well, you both have a... say. Well, you both have a poor sense of direction. Look how high up you've got them. You've gagged the kids.
Well, we felt we could use a gag here.
A comedian!
Oh, he certainly is. This is Eddie Cantor.
What, the Eddie Cantor?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, Mr. Cantor. Why, I remember the first time I saw you.
What a memory. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why, you had been a star for years.
Years? Take it easy now.
Well, yes, I got in for half price.
Yeah, why? Were you in the service? I didn't know they had wax in the Civil War.
Why, Mr. Cantor, I take back all the nice things I said about you. I bid you Avar Dupoy.
Dupoy on you too, too.
Well, Mr. Cantor, it's getting later and still no sign of Snooks.
Now, you say you last saw the child here in the nursery?
Oh, no. I didn't see her.
No?
The cook, Sunshine, was the last to see her.
Well, let me speak to her.
Well, I'll ask her if she'll see you.
You'll ask her? Tell her. Tell her I want to speak to her.
Evidently, you don't have help at your house.
Of course not. Not with six women in the house. I simply board each of them a carpet sweeper, and I stand in the middle of the room and direct traffic.
Well, now, look. Why don't you tell me what you want to ask the cook, and I'll ask her while I'm doing the dishes tonight.
Don't tell me she makes you wash the dishes.
Oh, only takes minutes.
Yeah, but why do you have to do it? Why not your wife?
Well, who'd sit with the cook's child?
Of course. I never thought of that.
It's really not so bad. She gets every Thursday night off.
Who, the cook?
No, my wife.
Why do you let her get away with so much?
Well, cooks are hard to get. Besides, she can lick me.
Yeah. Well, I'll be able to handle her. Come on, Higgins, to the kitchen. I'll see some time. Is this the kitchen right here?
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine, I'd like a word with you.
Yeah?
That's the word. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Sunshine, don't you know who this is? He's a famous radio comedian.
Oh, come right in, Mr. Hope.
No. This is Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor. Well, come right in.
Oh, you like me, huh?
No, I just want to see how it feels to have ham in the kitchen again.
That's all. Let's get out of here, Higgins.
Wait, you said you were going to tell her off.
Don't be silly, Higgins. Why should I talk harshly to her? She might be somebody's father. Come on.
We'll resume our search for Baby Snooks in a few moments, but now we'd like to have you meet our young singing star of Paramount Pictures, Bob Graham, singing How Deep Is the Ocean.
And if I ever lost you, what is in my heart. How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with you? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Back again?
Well, I just thought...
Well, a
little refreshment for our guest.
If you mean that so-called radio comedian, no.
Now. Look, I'll fix it. Let's see, now, where would the coffee be?
Not in the oven.
Oh, no. Of course not. Well, here we are. Sanka coffee.
What a coffee, Higgins.
What?
Why, Sanka's the coffee that lets everybody sleep. It's got the caffeine taken out, that's why. You see, it's the caffeine in coffee, not the coffee itself, that robs so many people of sleep.
How did you get in here again, Wilcox?
Oh, I was just passing by the kitchen window when I heard you say Sanka coffee. And at once I said to myself, Wilcox, if you're half the man I think you are, you'll go right in there and see if Mr. Higgins has had any news about Snooks. So, here I am,
huh.
And I...
Wouldn't be the Sanka.
Say, did you ever taste a coffee that could compare with it in richness and freshness and body? Why, a man would be mad to pass up a cup of Sanka coffee. But don't get me wrong. If I had to choose between Snooks and Sanka coffee...
There isn't any news of Snooks, Wilcox.
Oh, too bad. Well, I'll just finish up my coffee and go then. I know you'd rather be alone at a time like this, Higgins. So long. Now, back to our search for Baby Snooks.
Well, we've gone through the house, Mr. Campbell.
Are you sure you've told me everything, Higgins?
Everything I know.
And I've spoken to everybody in your family?
Everybody except Uncle Louis Groot.
Well, where is...
Here we are, back in the living room. Uncle Louis! Get out from under that sofa.
Well, all right. But if you weren't such a cheapskate, I wouldn't have to search for your cigars like a sneak thief.
If you'd buy your own, I wouldn't have to hide them all the time.
I choose to take that as an insult. I've got a good mind to pack up and leave.
Oh, yes?
Right after supper.
Yep. Who's your bug-eyed companion here? Who's his?
Bug-eyed?
Louis, that's no way to talk to a guest in my house. This is Eddie Cantor, and he's going to ask you a few questions.
Yeah. I got an alibi, mister. I was standing there minding my own business.
Wait a minute.
Huh? was a nice conversation we had. Look, I'm not a detective. I just want to ask you a few amateur questions.
Oh, well, go ahead. I'll give you a few professional answers.
Being questioned is nothing new for Louis.
Well, don't worry. He won't outsmart me. What's your name?
Louis Groot.
Where were you born?
New Orleans.
How old are you?
55.
Are you a citizen?
Yeah, are you?
Yes.
Age?
53.
Born?
New York.
Name?
Eddie Cant. Who's asking who?
Is he? I told you wouldn't get anything out of him.
Well, I'll be running along. Don't hesitate to call on me.
Goodbye, Mr. Groot.
So long, Bug-Eye.
Bug-Eye.
Don't slam the door.
Such strange people.
Yes, I wish I could lose him instead of Snooks. Oh, poor little Snooks.
I'm terribly sorry I haven't been able to help you, Mr. Higgins. Of course, I will make an announcement on the radio, but I wish I could do something in the meantime.
Oh, you couldn't do anything. Nothing can take the place of my little girl.
Not even me?
You.
Well, I feel I've been listening to Snooks so often, I could use just as
really?
Well...
Oh, really? That's impossible.
Why, Daddy?
Oh, no! No, not that!
I want to be Snooks.
Now, how can you? You're Eddie Cantor, and Snooks is Snooks.
I want to be Snooks!
This is silly. You're not a child.
What am I?
What do you think you are?
An elephant.
You are not.
When I grow up, Daddy, can I be an elephant?
Why, of course not. Why should you want to be an elephant?
So I can squirt water through my nose.
Look, let me tell you something.
All right, I'll sit on your lap.
No.
You want to sit on my lap, Dad?
Aren't you acting a little bit silly?
Uh-huh. Of course, it's way past my bedtime, Daddy.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
Tuck me in my little bed and put me to sleep, Daddy.
Oh, sure. I carry you up to the nursery and tuck you in bed. Anything else you want?
Yes.
What?
Kiss me.
No, yeah! Don't do that!
Daddy!
What?
I want to get out of bed.
What for?
You know. I'm thirsty, Daddy. I'm thirsty.
Never mind. I'm not listening.
You'll be sorry.
I'm sorry enough now. Don't bother me.
If I don't bother you and go to sleep, can I go out and play with the girls tomorrow, Daddy?
Oh, what would you be doing playing with little girls?
Who said anything about little girls?
That's the last straw. You want to be Snooks, eh?
Uh-huh.
And you want me to treat you just like I treat her?
Yeah.
Come here, dear.
Here I am, little Daddy. Hmm? What do you want?
This.
Ah!
I'm sorry, Mr. Cantor. For a minute, I forgot myself.
You see, it did you some good. It helped you forget. And believe me, Mr. Higgins, I'll keep on trying to find your little girl. I'm going to make that radio announcement tonight.
What are you going to say?
Just this. If anybody discovers the whereabouts of Snooks, please get in touch with her daddy, Lancelot Higgins, in Sycamore Terrace. Thank you, and good night.
The first program in the series introducing the new Baby Snooks show, which will star Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks, with Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, and Bob Graham, vocalist. Stay tuned to this station for the adventures of the Thin Man, which follows station identification. And be sure to listen next week at the same time for another Baby Snooks show. Our guests then will be Sidney Greenstreet, Robert Benchley, and Peter Lorre. Harlow Wilcox speaking. This is CBS.